Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you getting on, Darren?
How am I getting on? Pretty good, thanks.
Yeah. Are you? Yeah.
Do you ever just be stuck for something to make in the gaff?
Filled,
do you ever just not have food? Do you ever just think you have food and you don't have food? And the food you have has just gone off? Then you're like, I've no fucking food in the gaff.
It's the worst.
Does that happen to everyone?
Yeah.
Like, do you ever be stuck to make something to eat? Where you're like, fuck, there's nothing here. Or do you always be prepared?
Yeah.
Do you always have stuff in the fridge that you can defrost? And say, I'll have that tomorrow.
No, I mean...
Do you know my man has like...
anything not...
Do you know my mum has like 8 whole chickens in her fridge, freezer? She buys meat when it's on sale and freezes it. And when you open the freezer, just like 8 full chickens.
How big is this freezer?
Oh, a big freezer.
Chest freezer?
I don't know what that is, but sounds big.
Floor freezer, you know, that you'd open.
No. It's like a, just a really tall.
Horizontal freezer.
It's a real tall one.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it has like loads of shelves in it.
Yeah.
That can fit 8 chickens and more.
Like an American freezer.
Mm.
Yeah. We have a friend who goes hunting, and he hunts to kill, not to kill. And he hunted venison. What's venison? Deer. And yep. he gave me a cut of the meat.
Doesn't kill them, but gave him a cut of the meat.
No, he kills them, but it's for culling purposes. He killed the deer and he butchers it himself and he cuts it up into different bits of meat.
I don't like how you're describing that.
Why?
It's just grim, isn't it?
That's what happens.
Kills it, cuts it up, puts it on a pan, gives
kills
it to
it,
me.
Kills it, cuts it, cooks it. And he gave me a chunk of it. And he signed it. It was like, he got it in January 2022. And I've had it in the freezer. And I've been waiting for a special occasion to take it out. Is it? If it's frozen, will it not last forever?
I would
forever?
Not trust that from 2022.
All right.
I'm afraid to ask him as well.
I think it's like 8 months or something.
In the freezer?
I think so. With any meat.
But it's like frozen.
I know, but there is still like contamination issues if it's in there for a while.
6 months, according to Board Beer.
Well, I was close.
Yeah.
For raw meat?
Large cuts like roasts can last up to 6 months. Smaller cuts and ground meat, 3 to 4 months. Cooked meat has a shorter freezer life, 2 to 3 months.
You might want to start cooking them chickens.
You fucking would.
Yeah. I haven't went out for dinner in a while.
So I'm going to fucking throw that out then. Oh, it seems such a shame. And I feel bad for him. And I feel bad for the deer. Because mm-hmm. He didn't die for nothing, I'm
he
sure.
He kind of died to be in your freezer for like 3 years. Sad existence.
It is, yeah. I heard that close, because of AI, they're close to figuring out.
That you can keep meat in the fridge longer?
No.
The freezer?
People that have been cryogenically frozen were pretty close to bringing them back to life. So like Walt Disney, when he comes, you know, he's cryogenically frozen and he's waiting for technology to catch up that they can bring him back to life and make him live forever. When he comes back to life, is he going to own all of Disney's IP? Like Star Wars? Did he ever see Star Wars?
Would he have...
When
Star
did
Wars came out in the 70s, I'm sure. 76 or something like that. Am I right?
I believe so. Yeah.
And he would have died a good bit before then, maybe.
77. You were close.
Would he have died in like the 40s?
No.
50s?
60s, maybe.
He died in the 60s, yeah.
So we just missed Star Wars.
Fucking hate that.
Stinger.
Sickner.
Hate that, mate. But he's going to come back and he's going to go into the boardroom and he's going to say, right, what did you do with me Disney? And they're going to show him fucking everything. They're going to show him
imagine he just, like,
The Simpsons.
They defrost them and all. And he just got out and he went, have this great idea for a film. It's in space and it consists of loads of lightsabers. Don't know what that is yet, but it's going to be something. What do you think?
It seems no, he will not.
He won't own it?
Even when he died, he wasn't a controlling shareholder in the company.
Lads, I'm fucking talking here like he's going to come back from the dead.
He is. He's cryogenically frozen.
I'm indulging him.
But
that's what's going to happen. Do you not believe me?
I like the theory of it.
It's not a theory. It's like definitely going to happen.
Exact same person.
Him. Yeah, him. They're going to unfreeze him. And
if that's the case, I want to be frozen.
Sure.
Few bob. Millions.
Yeah.
Just to be frozen.
Like there's loads of people right now that are in cryogenic chambers, frozen, waiting to come back to life. Like there's loads
like
of people.
The Matrix.
Yeah. Just like suspended in time until they can be frozen and kept alive.
And just be like a big sleep to them.
It'll be...
To be able to tell us what heaven's like.
Well, they're not dead.
Oh.
They're just temporarily stopped.
What was his cause of death?
He didn't die.
He just like chose to be frozen before he died.
Yeah.
Nah. Nah.
They're dead and then they freeze them.
Yeah. No.
People aren't frozen alive.
You're kind of put to sleep and then they freeze you.
So Walt Disney chose to be frozen instead of dying.
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
That is, I don't. That's probably an urban myth anyway, is it?
Maybe.
This is your wheelhouse now, Alan.
No, he was not.
He wasn't frozen?
What was his cause of death?
Imagine him coming back after being freezing and saying, we made this film about two princesses. Oh yeah, what's it called? Frozen.
Done already, pal. By the way, we bought everything.
We own everything?
Yeah, so basically we own everything now, so you're going to have a free pick at what you want to do next. Every TV show, every film, it's all ours now.
Yeah, every station, every production company, you name it.
It's all ours. We bought it. Congrats.
And he's like, oh, nice one.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's just a rumour. Yeah, it wasn't.
Who else is frozen?
But there is people frozen, though.
Yeah.
Is there any more people frozen of notoriety?
Jesus, I think I'm...
Bill Gates.
Nah.
No, he's still alive. Or is he?
Oh. Why did that sound like Elvis?
Oh.
Hang on a second.
Owen has an inquisitive look on his face.
Frozen. There's a Wikipedia page for you. It's Frozen Dead Guy Days. It's an annual celebration held in the town of Nederland, Colorado. I'm definitely going to have to fact check this afterwards. Until 2023. To loosely celebrate the cryopreservation of Brito Morstal. So, Brito Morstal was the grandfather of a Norwegian named Trygve Bogue, who in 1989, after Brito had died, Trygve brought Brito's body to the US, preserved on dry ice and stored in liquid nitrogen. My bullshit detector's off the chart here. There was a cryonics facility in California.
Joe, would you be able to fact check him on that?
Basically, the whole family, it seems, wanted to preserve granddad's body cryonically, and they tried to develop their own facility.
Ooh.
Then, the grandson was deported, but his mother...
He can't be doing that.
So the mother, presumably Brito's daughter, she kept Brito's body frozen in a shack behind their unfinished house.
Is he still there?
They were evicted from the house.
And then she melted.
She told a local reporter about her father's body and two other individuals. So the reporter went to the local city hall to let them know there's a few frozen bodies back there.
Jesus. Sounds like a Netflix documentary.
She was found guilty in 1995 of zoning violations. Because you're not supposed to be storing bodies, frozen bodies.
No, you're not.
In the back of your house.
And they weren't nowadays, guys.
Can't even store a few frozen bodies, like, fuck's sake, like.
Jesus.
You put fucking ferret in the freezer if you want. Over a pheasant.
But then it became quite a big story in Colorado, was it? Yeah, and there was a company called Delta Tech who actually agreed to help keep the bodies frozen for them then.
Oh, there's a film in that. There's a film in a person being frozen since like the 60s, like the Walt Disney.
Demolition Man.
Already done. What is?
Isn't it?
A new one of that.
Another Demolition Man.
Nah, just forget Demolition Man. Just pretend that never existed.
So on the second weekend of March in Nederland in Colorado, they have this celebration, Frozen Dead Guy Day. They have Frozen Dead Guy lookalikes. So this is all to celebrate the keeping of the frozen Norwegian man in the shed out the back. They all sit around and watch a documentary on who they call Grandpa Brido. He's our Norwegian grandfather. The documentary is called Grandpa's in the Tough Shed. And there's a newer version of the film, updated version, called Grandpa's Still in the Tough Shed. Yeah. They take a tour of the shed where he is still frozen now. There's a ice bath plunge for people who want to do that. There's coffin races. There's a dance. There's a poetry slam.
Sounds like Ted Fest.
Yep. Snow sculpture contests. You should definitely go vlogging at this thing.
Again.
That sounds fucking insane.
They've had to stop doing tours of the shed because the family got a bit pissed off. The families, I think, don't like the Frozen Dead Guy Day celebration. 25,000 people went to it in 2019. Big business.
How is there so much interest?
I think it's incredible.
It's been completely off my radar.
There you go. Okay. So, how did we get talking about this?
Because Joe...
Frozen Dead Guy Days.
Could you keep meat in the fridge for... in the freezer. I keep saying fridge.
Oh, yeah.
For like 3 years.
We get on with the episode.
Turns out you can't.
Yeah.
3 months.
And there's also a festival for frozen people that are dead.
One particular frozen man.
Yeah. What did he get him in for if he doesn't know anything about Gaelic?
Tell on what you did to me the other day, you prick.
Oh.
Tell him what you did to me.
This is good. I text him and I goes, have you still got that Pokemon card from McDonald's? Because they're in the Happy Meals. Charizard's in there.
Yeah, Ollie packed Charizard. I was like, fucking hell.
And he was telling me and I held on to it and I was like, I'm going to look that up. And I put it into eBay. And there was ones for like 1,600 quid and all. They were numbered like, what was it like, 1 to 15? 1 of 15. And I was like, you have the forced version of that. Like out of 15, there's only 15 of them made like. They're up on adverts for like $2,000 and all, 1,600.
But Ollie's had to be wiping his arse with it and everything.
And he sent me a photo of it. And he's like, I just found it on the bathroom floor. And it's in bits like. And I was like, fucking hell, man. You could have swapped that for a few quid there like.
Oh, I was tearing the house apart.
And then I did tell him I was only messing. That like, they're gone for like 90 cent. And people on eBay are just like acting the bollocks like. Remember when Flappy Bird?
Yeah.
Got like discontinued or whatever on the iPhones, and then like there's some people who still had them and sold them, they were up for like 30 grand but like no one bought them like.
Yeah,
it's that sort of thing. It's just people messing. But nearly got them.
You did get me, man. I did. It's fucking $2,000 and Ollie's just bleeding, ripping her up, and he uses them like they're real, like it's actually Charizard, and plays with it like it's a Charizard,
flying it around the sitting room and all.
Yeah
like, as
what,
he
that's childish, man. What are you doing? No. As he should. He should be telling them to fucking whack that in a sleeve.
How long did you leave him hanging before you let him know that?
About 2 days.
Oh, good.
Nah, that's like a couple of minutes.
Ah.
Yeah. And do you know what?
But he was ringing me. He was outside my house and all.
In those 2 minutes, I told Moira and she was like, fuck. We were all snapping. Like you snowballed a family dispute. You're like, why did you let him open them?
Poor Ollie getting a bollocking.
Don't fucking play with your toys. It's worth money.
Yeah, just bring him to Smith's and he's getting like Fortnite shit and all. And you're just like, don't open that. Just look at it. Hold it for a minute. And then it's going into a big sleeve. We're putting it up for 20 years and we're going to be rich.
Oof.
And then we'll go to the beach and get it at 4 a.m.
I have a funny story. I don't know if it's a funny story, but I have a story, yes. I had a priest over in the gaff the other day.
Off to a good start.
Yeah, of course he did.
Like when Beckett was born.
Did he get the house blessed, like?
He did bless the gaff before. He's an old priest from the parish. He's from Nigeria. And when Ollie was born, he went into the hospital, to baptise him while he was in the incubator and stuff like that. And then a year later, we had a ceremonial christening where we went into the church, and he was our priest and stuff. So it was kind of nice. And then it was on his first birthday, so he came to the first birthday party. And he seen, when Ollie was one, he seen that, he was like, oh, you have a PlayStation. You have a PlayStation.
Don't do it.
He was like, you have a PlayStation? I was like, yeah, yeah. He was like, do you play FIFA? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I have FIFA there. Yeah, yeah. He was like, oh, I would love to play with you. And then for about a year after his birthday, he'd often send me a text message saying, oh, can I come around to the house to play FIFA with you?
The priest?
The priest, yeah. And I, but like, I was like, oh, I'm not in the house or whatever, because I genuinely didn't, I just wasn't in the house whenever he'd text me asking if you could come over. And then his
daughter... What is going on? The parish priest is texting you for a year asking, can he call over for a game of FIFA?
And there's a dinosaur in the garden.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So his time here in Ireland was up. He was over doing a master's, and he was in placement. Like, you get moved around when you become a priest country to country. So I hadn't seen him then since Ollie was one. So he's about to turn 7 now, and I get a phone call out of the blue last week, and it was like,
7 years later.
7 years later, I was like, who the fuck is this? I didn't recognise the number at all. Now, it was an Irish number, but I didn't recognise it. And I answered it, and he was like, hello, Joseph, how are you? And I'm like, what's going on? It has to be done. How are you? And I'm like, hi, who's this? He's like, it is Father Anthony. And I'm like, hi, how are you doing, Father Anthony? What's going on? Jeez, I haven't talked to you in ages. Like, I'm over on holiday. I'm doing a mass in the church if you want to come by on Sunday. And then maybe afterwards we can play PlayStation. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. And we hadn't seen him for ages. So we went down to the church, and even more his parents went, and he loved that. He was like a celebrity. Just, everyone knew him.
I'd say he just kept looking at you while you're saying the mass and just like showing your controller. Just like
because the other priest now in that church is African as well, from Nigeria. And Father Anthony was just kind of standing to the side while he was doing the mass. And I was kind of looking up to see if Father Anthony was looking down at me, or that. I was just kind of like, oh. Afterwards, then he came up to us and was like, how are you? And Maura's ma and dad said, do you want to come for lunch with us? Like, we'll go out, we'll all have a bit of lunch. And then he goes, oh, that would be really nice, but I am going back to Africa tomorrow, and I would love to play PlayStation with Joe. He just really fucking wanted to play the PlayStation. The man was desperate to play the PlayStation. And they were like, all right, yeah, no worries. And he's like, okay, I have to talk to some people now. I will give you a call maybe around 5 o'clock. I was like, yeah, cool. So I was in the gaff down with the two kids. Maura went off for lunch with our ma. And then I get a call, and he's like, I am outside, can I come in? And I was like, yeah, yeah, for sure. And he wasn't wearing his garb around, like, he's just like a normal person and same age as me. And he comes in, he's like, where is it? I want to play. Because he never fucking played PlayStation before.
Oh, really?
Never played the PlayStation before. So he's like, what is? And then he goes, oh, you have PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. So cool. And I'm like, ah, yeah, but I'm just playing the PlayStation 5 because the PlayStation 4 is not hooked up. But I don't have FIFA on the PlayStation 5. And he seemed really fucking disappointed. And I was thinking, but there's other games here. Look, do you want to play Spider-Man? We can play Spider-Man. He was like, okay, I will look at you playing Spider-Man. Like, he didn't want to play it. And then I was like, have you ever been to New York before? This is like a one-to-one replica of New York. You can go anywhere in New York when you play this game. And he was playing it, and he was kind of like, oh no, I don't like. I just want to play FIFA. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And then I got the headset. I was like, I have to put a VR headset on this priest. And I had him playing like I had him playing Walkabout mini golf in this VR thing. I was like, oh, Father, I'm going to shake your faith here. I am. He was like, what? I am doing it. Look, I am doing it. He was I don't know. I think he was kind of freaked out a little bit by when he took her off. And he was like, oh.
And look, he'd never played a PlayStation. You just give him like a VR headset out an hour.
And then after that, like, he spent about 5 minutes. I was like, do you want a cup of tea or something? And he goes, oh no, I'm just going to go now. I'll see you next time, Joseph. Bye bye. I was like, he was disgusted that
his
he didn't
get the fucking sitting around the door when he walks out.
He waited.
Puts a hole in it. Yeah. Shabby, shabby.
Oh. He waited like 7 years for that.
He
like,
held on to that.
Yeah, and Joe didn't even have. Why didn't you just hook up to PlayStation 4?
I'd
have fucking bought the thing and downloaded it and just say, it just takes a couple of minutes to turn on.
Yeah, Joe.
I would have been. He would have been.
Just plug in the PlayStation 4.
He wouldn't know the difference.
I waited 7 years.
You fucking left him with a panic attack playing golf on a VR headset.
I thought he would have been more impressed with Spider-Man. Like, or yeah, Ghost of Shami, or so, I don't know. I thought he would have liked to play. I was like, you can download any game you want. Look at all these amazing games.
Were you letting him pay for them?
No, he wasn't interested. If it wasn't FIFA, then he wasn't interested. And I was like, I'm not downloading FIFA now.
Someone get that man a PlayStation. Or a PSP or something.
Oh, the poor fucker.
How does that even happen to you?
Yeah, like, that's a big question. I mean, at this stage, I'm not surprised, but that's a weirdo.
He's a special man. He's a special friend of the family. She Moira before Oliver's birth. This is a strange part, right? So this part's not funny, but it's still interesting, I think. Moira before she went to give birth, like a week before, she went to get a blessing off the priest. And the priest's... there was something off about him. Like, we know him from going to mass and stuff like that. But the priest, he wasn't there, but Moira and a man was there. And they said that he seemed really kind of upset or something. And he said a blessing, he gave him a blessing. And it, obviously, it didn't fucking go well.
This fella?
This is the same fella. This was on Ollie's birth, the week before Ollie's birth. And then when all that shit went wrong, and we called him to see if he'd come and baptise him while he was in the incubator, he was like, yeah, of course. And he explained, he said, of course. And then he came in and he was like, oh, he thought he was just going to be like in a cot or something, but he was in the NICU, which is where all the premature babies and stuff are. And he was kind of shocked and taken back. And he was kind of shaken when he was blessing. He was really upset. Like, you could see that he was very upset and uncomfortable. And later on, he told us the day that Moira went to get her blessing off him when she was pregnant, his sister had given birth to his nephew, and his sister died that day in childbirth.
Oh, fuck.
Which is absolutely tragic. And the connection then between him coming in to bless Oliver, and like, it just feels like there's a real emotional connection there from him to us, and likewise, but you know, I'd say in particular from him to us, like,
yeah.
And he really fucking likes PlayStation.
And after all that, you couldn't
download FIFA.
Download FIFA. I think it's on sale. Like,
or just connect the PS4.
Me telly's all awkward because I got a built-in TV set and all the wires are down in the back and you can't reach the back. And it's just like, fad. I just play Spider-Man.
I had a fucking hard task with HDMI cable a few weeks ago with the fucking Skybox back of the telly, because like it's like stuck into the wall. Like, obviously it's on a bracket. And I just couldn't get it in, but I was like, for ages trying to get it at the back. And I was like, Amy's looking over it on a fucking stepladder and all. And I was just like, trying, is it close and all? And I just got it in the end. I was like, don't know how, like, if there was a million quid on the line, you wouldn't get it.
But you did it.
But I did it.
So that's my story about the priest.
That's a good story.
All I know is I can't wait till the sticker book comes out.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to do the boxing thing.
Why?
I got into spar on Tuesday.
You went in to have a sparring session?
So there's like five people standing in the ring and they say, all right, Joe, Mark, go. And then you go into the middle and you dig the head off each other. But you're only supposed to do 10%. But there's boys coming at you trying to take your head off.
Mm.
And I was scared. But also, another thing.
I was scared.
I was. I was like, relax, will you? Like, if you came at me and started swinging digs at me,
you'd be like, fucking
stop. Yeah, you relax, man. Like, I thought we were just going to be tapping a little bit of, you know what I mean? But there was people going, and then there was opportunities.
So someone was trying to take the head off you?
Yeah.
Did you not give it back?
Yeah, well, you do try to give it back, but then you feel bad because
there's no one there to stop that and say, like, hey, what the fuck, hold on.
It's a boxing match.
I feel like in certain circumstances, like, the person, I'm not going to say in charge, but like the trainer or whatever.
Yeah.
She'll be like, yeah, what the fuck? Relax the fuck. Like,
yeah. I think if they seen that it was internally, you feel scared. But from the outside, you're probably handling yourself well so they wouldn't stop it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So someone's swinging at you, but they're not hitting you.
Yeah, the two of them are swinging there. Just leave the matter. Because like, if you had been like, fucking hell, what the fuck? They'd have stopped it probably.
Yeah, well, if I said stop, so if I put my hands up and said stop, I'm
not going to do that.
No, because I'm not a bitch.
Yeah.
But I felt like a bitch. I felt like I was getting clattered around.
This fella that they put you in with, is he like in the same boat as you, just like starting out? Or is he like a...
He seemed more experienced than me. Maybe not technically in the boxing sense, but I think he had a few fights outside of the ring. Do you know that kind of way?
Just a life in general.
Yeah, yeah, do you know that way? Like, it's a really scary guy.
A
that
real
you don't
man.
Know. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's what you want to call it. Not like me.
This is like the whole...
A few thumps in the nightclub.
Yeah, when we were doing the skipping, I was like, okay, I got this. I can skip. I'm a boxer.
Did you not say skipping was easy before?
Skipping, that's what I was saying. I could do the skipping part. But when you're getting in and someone's trying to hurt you, that's scary as fuck, man. Obviously, it's scary, but it was a lot scarier than I thought it was going to be. It didn't hurt, but it was still fucking...
You got a head guard?
Had a head guard, yeah.
Head guard?
Yeah.
Shin pads?
No.
Boy, elbow pads?
You're thinking of the MMA.
Ah, oh, bollocks, yeah.
Man, it's... And then I was fighting the second fella. And I have a really long reach, so they were saying, just throw your jab out, step back, throw your jab out, and then keep, anytime he comes for you, throw your jab, he'll never be able to hit you because your jab is too long. And that was happening, but he was still coming forward, and I was like, will you fucking, I felt like,
get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You're like,
but then he was scared as well. He ended up saying, oh, I can't fucking do it, man, he's too awkward, he's too tall, I can't believe and get him. And then they put a stop to that, so I was like,
Did I win?
I think I won that. I think I won that spar. And then the second one, or the third one then, I felt bad because I there was opportunities where I could have really hurt him, but I didn't throw that punch because I knew if I did, then it would have hurt the person.
I think it's fine like to do the training, but when it comes to like an actual brawl, I'm like that as well, like with fucking... Back in the day with like karate and stuff, like if Grand doing the fucking training and getting the belts and all, and then it's like, all right, today we're doing like a competition trial thing and you're fighting. I was just like crumbled.
Yeah.
Or like football, right? You're playing a match now.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
It's a different ball game, man. I thought it was great doing punching the bag and all. I thought I had good technique. But put me in a ring with someone, like the bag doesn't hit back.
Oh, it does if you hit it hard enough.
So I don't know. I don't think I can fucking do it now because...
Can you not just train and like not do the fighting side of it? But I thought you were fighting some influencer boxing thing or something. Or not white collar, was it?
That's what I'm saying. That's what this was. But I think I'm going to pull out.
Don't.
Why?
You have to reach, man.
No, man.
He has to reach, doesn't he?
He does.
If that's what they're like in a spar, imagine what they're going to be like in a fucking...
Centra.
Fight. Yeah, in a Tesco, man.
That's not like inspiring, like. Silly.
Man, I have so much respect for anyone that does that. There's two lads that do it properly, like they were fighting last weekend and they're still doing the white collar thing, but they're pairing like for like, so they'll be fighting each other. But they train with no head guards or anything and they do 4 minute rounds and you're just like, fuck me, how do they do it? Like, I'm just looking at them like in awe. I don't know how anyone... Oh, some people can just take a punch. I'm just like too scared.
I always found it mad that like when you're watching a fight on the telly, it seems really short. Like the rounds go quick like.
Yeah.
And there's like 12 rounds at the most, isn't it? And it's just like, it's not that much, is it?
15.
But like it is.
And then if you... Like that's like 35 minutes of fighting.
I know. That's nuts. They're swinging their arms constantly like and yeah, fucking... Man. It's a lot.
And we talked on this before. Boxing used to be you fought and there was no limitations on the rounds. You just fought until someone
died.
Was knocked out.
Or died.
Yeah.
Well, not died.
I'd say he died a lot of the time, yeah.
Mm.
Unalived. Scarily so. And I remember saying to you that I'd love to do a UFC fight for the round and just like run around the ring just to see if I could survive it.
Probably change your views on that.
Still think I could do it because that was that was my technique.
I think like if they have the opportunity that they can actually jump on your back, just dive at you, jump on your back like. Yeah, mate Barry was on one of them chat shows in America talking about his boxing career.
Was he?
Seeing it on YouTube. Came up a suggestion, I said, I have to watch that. I think it was Jimmy Kimmel or something.
Oh, I seen he was at Jimmy Kimmel, yeah.
And he was talking about his background with boxing and stuff in the local boxing club up your way. Didn't know that.
That's where I'm training.
He was in there. Yeah. He was talking about it. Gave them a shout out. He almost mentioned you.
Fuck. Did he not?
He kind of went, I used to start acting with Justin Timberlake.
I started acting with well, I seen an audition for something in the window.
He said he seen an audition for something in the window for €100 or €150.
Did he say that in the thing?
Yeah, and he was like, I want €150. And then he got that part.
There's a good chance he's forgotten you at this stage.
No, I think he thinks about him all the time.
You think so?
I do, yeah. I think he go McGuckin pops into his head at least once a day.
All the time.
He's just at a premiere, sitting there, ready to be nominated for an Oscar, and just in his head for a split second just goes, John McGuckin. And he goes, who said that? Sorry, De Niro. Sorry about that.
Sorry, De Niro.
You scarred him for life. Sorry, De Niro.
I was watching Scarface the other night.
Best film of all time.
Man,
do you agree with me? One of them?
Somebody asked me. Jonathan Lambert said to me, what's your favourite film of all time? And I was like, fuck, I don't know. And Scarface came into my head and I said it, even though it felt very obvious.
Well, you did. It's not your favourite film, though.
I know, but it probably is at the same time.
Really?
I just think as a journey, like he starts off as nothing. Incredible. And just, it's such a journey. You go on a journey with this man. And the performances are great. The music is shy.
I love the music.
Oh, no. No.
Giorgio Moroder. I don't know a second.
Morricone?
No, he's like a composer. Giorgio.
Morricone's a composer. I don't think he did Scarface, don't he?
I don't think so.
No.
Is Newman, was it? Something Newman? No, George Newman.
I fucking listen to the soundtrack, like.
Oh, no, it's so bad, man.
I love it.
Like that scene when he goes back to his ma's house and his sister is there and he's like, boom, boom, and then he gets in the car and then he's like, who's that? And then it turns and it goes sinister and he's like, don't you look at her like that or something.
Giorgio Moroder.
Moroder.
Ring a bell?
No.
Because he probably never walked again after that.
Oh, he did.
Oh, shite, man. The soundtrack is awful.
I actually love the soundtrack. Not gonna lie.
That was actually considered not a good film when it was released. Yep.
It was slated for his performance.
Yeah, his accent was all over the shop.
But when you look back, it kind of was like, but I don't see it like that.
You can forgive it.
It's like, it's fucking Al Pacino, man.
Yeah.
Do what he wants.
It's so iconic. Like, it's just every scene is like, fuck.
I've never heard you saying that Scarface is a good film, even.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you don't mention it.
Really?
You were taken back by Scarface being my favourite film. You're like, Scarface?
Yeah, I think there is a snobbery about it, though. And maybe I was a little bit snobby about it.
There's a thing about that film, and it's like when you think back to Bebo, and people had, like, Scarface as their art or their skin. What was it called?
Yeah, that skin.
Was it skin?
Yeah.
Or that profile photo was like Tony Montana with a mountain of cocaine. And it's always someone you hate. It's like, they're shams. Like,
I hate them.
He punched me before in the village. Like,
that's what turned me off, I think.
And it's really like, it's like Tupac as well.
Yes.
It's like, oh yeah, all eyes on me. Only God can judge me. And it's always just some headcase from the south of England. Like, I'm afraid of him. But I really like that film and Tupac.
I know. I really like the song Hennessy. But you had to take it back.
Cars, man. And everything. Motorbikes.
Honda Civic. Beautiful car. They ruined Honda Civics.
Yeah.
They ruined... sure, Mark McCabe was outside. They ruined Maniac 2000.
Yeah. It's like the national anthem, isn't it?
Mm.
Came on at the end of my wedding, like. It's the last song. It was Maniac.
Yeah.
Always is. Always,
and
like,
the national anthem.
And the national anthem.
I thought that was unusual.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one in a while.
I haven't, that doesn't normally happen anymore. People play the national anthem.
Happened in the Shamrock when I worked there on the weekends, every weekend. The last song was the national anthem. But I haven't heard it much. Probably because I don't go to the pubs.
The DJ finished his set with the national anthem.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in about 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's still embedded into you. You still, like, do the thing. You still stop. You still, like, it's
Celtic,
like,
a Tiger.
Well, maybe not that far back. I don't know.
It's like you become sober when it plays. You kind of get sober for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Then you just go, when we go to early house.
I think it softens the blow of the lights coming on.
Yeah.
You know that the lights are about to come on. You know there's no encore.
You can't say one more tune after the national anthem. You can't say one more tune.
It's definitive.
I got like a one more tune, little small chant going after Maniac.
Oh yeah,
just like blanked it. Usually like they just wedding night.
You're
that's
the
in
fucking
it.
Groom.
Boom. No, blanked it. Shane Fianna Fáil.
Night. Wow. I thought you would have got the aux cable out.
Shut up.
Stuck in your phone. I wonder if it's because it's a hotel idea. Do they have to close the bar at a certain time, or do they have to close? Do they have to?
Well, the residence bar was open.
Oh, was it?
After, but we just went to bed.
Long day.
Listen to Maniac.
Did anyone stick around in the residence bar?
I think a lot of people did, yeah.
Yeah.
Al goes on.
Dips up.
Didn't I have enough? Rob me fucking chicken.
That's when the real party starts, man. Fuck the music. Spin the bottle.
Rats from the flats.
Oh, everyone going to the residence bar, play spin the bottle. Truth or dare?
I went back on Monday for the pump.
What was the Elvis thing like?
At the in Vegas?
Yeah.
Mental.
Is it a legal ceremony or is it just...
We were renewing our vows, so we didn't have to have the paperwork like. Okay. They just seen the ring and took it for granted. Could have got that anywhere. Pawn shop next door. Know what I mean? But...
much is it?
It's expensive. Yeah. It was 250 quid to renew your vows and another 250 quid to get married by Elvis. So 500.
Wow.
Then they wanted like a G for a photographer. A G. But that day, I put €100 into a slot machine and won €1,300.
What?
Yeah. Paid for all of that. And then that kind of covered us for like food and drinks and... Over like 2 days.
You paid for the photographer out of that?
You bet.
Oh, no, I didn't. I paid. No, it wasn't. Like, I put 100 in. I was just like doing like €1 just for the crack. Like, €1. And then it just kept going up and up. Like, and I was like on like 600 quid. And I was like, will I keep going? So I kept going. Like, and it just went. It just, like, it wasn't going down. And it was like 1,300. And I think I took it out at like 1,200. Because I was like, oh, I'm not dropping 100 quid here. What the fuck? Like, that's just going to keep going down.
Yeah.
So I just took it out, paid for the Whitechapel thing, 500 quid. And they said, do you want the photographer? For the 1,000. So it would have been 1,500 for that package. Like, and I said, can we get someone to take photos? Like, if we just have a phone? They were like, yeah. I'm like, well, then no. Don't want a fucking photographer for a grand. So we need the witness as well. And she said, like, usually there's just people here that'll just, like, do that and just slot in that work here and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And we got a limo from the hotel. We got a limo from the hotel for, like, $80. And when I was in the limo, the taxi driver, I just, like, got an assumption that he was all right. He was sound and approachable, like. So he had, like, the middle window down up the top and he was chatting to us anyway. I was like, man... Is there any chance, like, if you're free, would you, like, take some photos of us in the Whitechapel? Like, I'll give you $50. And he was like, yeah, sure, man. No problem. And I was delighted, like, $50, just hang around for an hour. Why not, like?
Was this the fella that was in your YouTube vlog?
The fella that opened the door for us?
Yeah.
No, he worked at the hotel.
That he was went like, to get into the limo with him?
The guy that opened the door was, like, what would you call them?
Valet.
The valet.
Oh, right.
So there's loads of them outside the hotel.
Okay.
And they like open doors in taxis, limos, whatever, like right. Wherever you're going.
So it wasn't him.
It wasn't him. But you can see the limo driver in little bits of it. Like he passes by at one point, I think. I should have got more with him like and say thanks for doing that and all and blah, blah, blah and got that story of it. But I didn't. But like I gave him the GoPro like and at one point he was like on the ground. Like lying down, getting angles and all. And I was like, this is just like too good.
It's too much, mate. It's too much. You try too hard.
But he was sound like.
Did you give him a tip?
I gave him $70 like.
On top of the
1,000. On top of.
Yeah.
No, just 70 instead of 50. Just give him 70.
Oh, was he only 50 quid?
He was just doing it as like, yeah, just random. And then there was like a security guard outside. And I was like, what's the story with taxis and all? Like, I can't get one. It's either like. You can't just flag a taxi. Like I was like back home, you just like put your hand out and hopefully you get one. He's like, ah, this doesn't work here like that. And he was like, where are you going? I was like, Fremont Street. He's like, I'll drop you. Just in this random fella's car. Basically like an Uber. Because that's what it's like. But security guard, and he was like, sound as well. I just gave him 20 then. Because he was like, oh, I don't want that. And like, I was like, do you want 20? He's like, yeah.
And what was the Elvis like? Was he...
So random.
Was he into it? Because it looked like
he's so in character and invested.
Really?
He like does shows as well, like Elvis impersonation, like the shows in Vegas. Smaller ones than the other ones, but he like had a card and all, gave me his card. And he was like, come down to one of my shows. And he was just so invested. But like when he wasn't Elvis, he was just like normal. He's just like, all right.
Yeah.
Just like real, like laid back. But like eccentric, like you'd have to be, wouldn't you?
How long did the process take? I'm just trying to think how much money he makes.
I had to tip him.
You had to tip him?
So like, yeah, they were saying at the reception that like Elvis requires a tip between $40 and $60 on top of your money, like that you're paying.
Wow.
So I gave him $50, like. Everything over there is just like mad expensive, and I understand the tipping thing, like because it's the culture and like their wages are low, I think. Lower than what they should be, I don't know. But that's what they were saying, like, yeah, am I right?
Yeah.
Like they survive off tips, basically.
Yeah, a lot
covers
of jobs,
their wages, like.
Yeah, like a waiter or something, but a performer, he's 250 quid, no?
See, I don't know, like, is it 250 quid to the venue to get Elvis and then they give him a cut of that 250?
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably, really. I don't know. But it was just all very random. And, like, I couldn't treat it anything other than just pure comedy, like. Like, I couldn't, like, get, like, I didn't know whether we should be laughing or being, like, emotional like lovey-dovey and stuff. Like, it's just impossible. It's just impossible. You couldn't do it, like.
So mad. It's so weird. I'd be so awkward. I'd be like, oh, mate, you don't have to do this.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
You don't have to do it if you don't want to, but, like. Amy really wants it to happen. She wants the photos and all of that. But like there was so much more. Like he walked her down the aisle to like Can't Help Falling in Love With You, singing it and stuff. And I couldn't put that in. I put it like 5 seconds in because of copyright.
Ah, fuck.
There's so much like of footage like that you just can't use. And then he's like singing Viva Las Vegas at the end when we like said I do. That had to go as well. But like so surreal like.
Even if it's being sang, will it get flagged?
I think so, yeah. But they had the backing track on, like, on a big speaker.
Yeah, fair enough.
Bright light city, gonna see my soul.
Run via. I think they should do that in Ireland.
Yeah.
Get married down in Mullingar. Joe Dolan walks you down the road. Yeah. When God created a woman for...
Joe Dolan's the man.
I love him.
He's class.
No one's going to disagree with that.
I don't think so. Would anyone disagree with that? That Joe Dolan is brilliant?
Probably, no.
Oh, me, oh my, you make me sigh, is such a...
He's our very own Tom Jones.
I'd better. Better than Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Wipe the floor with Tom Jones. I'd love to see, people say, who would you like to see dead or alive? I'd love to see a Joe Dolan show. But back then, back in the 70s, like in a, where the Elvins just danced by clapping side to side.
Yeah, I'd pick Nirvana.
Yeah.
No, Joe Dolan all the way. I'm telling you now. He was a rock star.
I know.
Like, fucking.
Was he known worldwide?
I don't believe so.
No? You think you would be, wouldn't you?
Someone so good.
So good. Thanks for listening. See you later.
Nice, short, snappy.
What do you think of that? No? Too abrupt?
Is that how you would leave a party?
Yeah, I always do that.
Yeah, that would be
cool. Thanks for having us. See you later. And then I go.
If I didn't know you, and if I was at a party and someone did that, I'd be like, oh... I wish he stuck around. I'd like to
know more about him.
Yeah.
He's interesting.
That's a cool dude right there. The Irish goodbye, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Irish goodbye.
So, give us your fastest outro.
Wait, Moff, talk to you later. Bye.
Well, I'll give you my real quick one.
Go on.
Well, go on, thanks for listening. See you later.
Nice.
Give us a quick one on.
Bye.
He won.
That was real quick, but not cool.
No, not cool.
Yeah. Not cool. No one would miss that guy.
No.
No one would miss that. But see you later, guy. Yeah. I'd miss him.
Hello.
I want to know more. Wait, come back. I don't go.
Hello.
Come here.
You know what? How'd you there?
I've been chasing you down the street. Where are you going?
Oh, God, see you later.
Where are you going?
Grogan, see you later. Right? Have to go.
Good stuff.
Was.